So I want to talk some Masters, the historic finish between Garcia and Rose. And, of course, we want to chat up Tokatee Golf Club. You can check him out online, tokatee.com. He is the club pro. Always great to welcome in Dan King. Dan, how have you been?
Been good, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, so Tokatee now celebrating 51 years. And before we get into all that plus what happened this week at Augusta, your game these days, you've been playing in any tournaments? How you hitting them? Maybe the next time you'll be teeing it up?
It's been kind of wintery, Steve. It's, I'm getting the age where, well, Freddie's age. But I like to pick my spots just like Freddie.
I got it. So you're like Jack invented it. You're just gearing up for the majors now, are you?
Exactly.
So the weather here has been pretty awful through March and this past weekend. But as folks know, you guys got your cameras set out, and generally if you make your way out there, it seems to clear up and provide pretty strong conditions. So these past 4 weeks or so, how's it been out your way? And then, you know, how's the course playing condition-wise?
It's surprising how great it is right now. I mean, we're driving carts right down the middle of the fairway. I don't know that they're doing that in the valley yet. Six is a little soft and 16, but other than that, and you're not getting a tunnel roll, but you're not plugging. It's really in beautiful, beautiful shape.
We're talking with Dan King of Tokatee, and of course, golf always very innovative, the balls, the drivers, the sweet spot on irons. I've noticed the last couple years, these golf boards kind of all the rage. What is all the fuss about these, and have you tried them? How are they going over out there?
They've been very popular, Steve. In fact, you have to reserve them in advance because they get gobbled up pretty quick. We only have four. And, you know, it's a different group of people now that we're trying to attract to golf that kind of had left us, speaking of the millennials. And this is one of those things that can get them a little fired up about not only golf, but, you know, riding a board like a snowboard or a skateboard or something of that nature. People have loved it.
Now, the one thing about your course, as challenging as it is, I mean, for folks who want to get out there and not take a cart, not take one of those boards, man, I've always been amazed at how terrific it is as far as being a walkable course that, you know, you're not going up and down and over, but just enough so you can get the workout in and still enjoy. I know the book was A Good Walk Ruined, but that's not the case out there.
No, it's not, Steve. We're built and we started construction in 1964, opened in 1966, as you referenced to earlier. And so it's an older golf course, and hard to even imagine somebody saying that Tokatee is an older golf course, because traditionally it's not. But the following tee is right there after the green you just putted on. So some of these modern golf courses, they almost force you to ride in the cart because it's a par four to the next tee on some occasions.
Right. We'll get back to all that you've got going on at Tokatee, but of course you got to talk about this weekend, the Masters. Never, the final pairing hits a 72nd hole all even. In essence, we got match play. You know, we've seen in the past Sergio act a little childish, maybe be a little whiny. But both those guys, I don't know if it's because they've been Ryder Cup teammates a lot, but as a golfer, as things got heated up, how great was it to just see their level of sportsmanship for each other?
Yeah, and golf is defined by that, Steve, as you know. And it's neat when the people at the top of our game show maybe an audience that doesn't know all about golf what we've been teaching from day one. So, yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, they were really kind of feeding off each other. And we know Sergio had the history. You know, he was in that conversation these guys want to avoid with maybe Colin Montgomery. When he missed that putt on 18 with a chance to win, my thought was, oh, my God, is it ever going to happen for this guy? When you were witnessing that, did you think he could re-rally in the playoffs? Or did you think, well, this one's going to Justin Rose?
It was like one of those chicken wings commercials where you wanted the drama to continue. So I thought either one of them could have won. I thought Sergio still had a chance because they had chances even earlier than that. Where Sergio really turned the corner, Steve, in my opinion, is when he somehow took that unplayable out of the pines on 13 and made par. That was one of the greatest pars on a Sunday at the Masters ever. You know, we talk about eagles and we talk about great stretches of birdies, but that was a huge par.
Yeah, 86 yards out, up and down over those circumstances, not anything you want to take for granted. Talking with Dan King of Tokatee Golf Club. Obviously, the absence of Tiger is worth noting. You mentioned Fred Couples, and I hearken back to Jack, even when he was in his 50s. You know, I think he finished sixth one year at 58. Is there any logic to this? Even if Tiger's days as a regular PGA player are over, if he just gets healthy and can kind of gear up, because his game fits that course, that a few times over the next decade or so, kind of like Couples, he'll get in the mix at Augusta?
If he gets healthy, I think he could. Like you said, there's courses for horses. I mean, that's an old adage and maybe overused. But Tiger has proven that he can play Augusta. And, yeah, if he could get healthy, I mean, look what Bernard Langer did. Larry Mize made the cut.
Right.
Steve Stricker. I mean, you know, when they Tigerized it, you thought that was going to eliminate the wily veteran. But it didn't. It's, you know, it's how you manage yourself around that golf course that makes it so unique. And I listened to you talk about famous arenas earlier, and I did listen to Rich Eisen this morning too. And it is. Augusta's like no other.
I want to get back to your venue, Tokatee. And again, folks, so much happening online, Tokatee.com. And for folks who are just used to making the trip out there for a round and coming back, you guys, especially in recent years, have just expanded. You offer so much more. What do you want to tell folks about? You know, they could have a wedding, a group event, a company tournament, all that good stuff out there.
You did pretty good right there. I might hire you.
It's a tough commute.
And you're right. In fact, even my daughter, who you've played golf with before, is getting married on the 16th tee, September 30th. So we do offer weddings. We have unique settings. There's a number of places on the golf course that you may envision, you know, would fit for your wedding. We've got the ability to cater. We've got, you know, sites outside the golf course that we can facilitate, you know, we can facilitate company meetings for that matter, besides weddings. And it's just a place, it's such a beautiful setting that people that come here, you know, even though it's a little drive, it's worth the drive, because once you get here, it's like, wow. This is pretty special.
No, the aesthetics out there are just unbelievable, especially for somebody who grew up in Jersey. I remember when I first looked at it, and I was like, yeah, it's nice to be out here. a couple final thoughts. And I've talked about this before, because the way your course was designed, the setup, once you get into the really busy season, you know, we know about the aesthetics, we know about the challenge, but for folks who get out there on a busy day, just those first couple holes, it's made to avoid a backup. They're challenging, but you could kind of blast away and kind of get through the first couple holes.
First three, actually. And number four is, well, not the shortest par three, and probably not, certainly not our most famous. It's the last real shot you have before we start filtering you into the trees and then introducing you to the water on six. And then, of course, the old tree on seven there to the short right which kind of makes it tight like the 18th at Augusta. But the beauty, Steve, about Tokatee, and I'm not going to go hand-in-hand with Augusta, but we mow everything. So everything's mowed. So we give you those options. We only have 21 bunkers. So you can hit the flop shot if that's what you want to, but you have an opportunity to run that 7-iron, run that 8-iron up there. And so Tokatee is just kind of a fun place to play. There's no out-of-bounds. There's only 21 bunkers. There's just a few water holes. It's a fun place.
When I played last time, I think I found 18 of those bunkers. But that's a story for another day. Hey, Dan, great stuff as always online, Tokatee.com. Breeze of a trip from town. You can book tee times online. Become a member of the email club. Dan, always great catching up. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road, and I hope to see you soon.
Appreciate your time, Steve.
All right, take it easy.